Do they exist? Can we detect them? Are they real?
Doesn't matter.
And indeed, when you think about gravity, from the point of view of Einstein, you don't see gravitons. You have this curved space idea. A ball rolling around on a warp trampoline is the metaphor we often use. So where are the gravitons? The gravitons come in when you put quantum mechanics into the story. So when you put quantum mechanics and gravity together, you find that gravity, like any field, has a fundamental packet, a smallest unit, and for gravity it's called the graviton. The electron is the smallest unit of the electron field. The photon is the smallest unit of the electromagnetic field. Apply gravity, quantum mechanics to gravity, find the graviton is the smallest unit of the gravitational field. We have not detected gravitons, and the reason is because gravity is a fantastically weak force. I don't know if we've actually said that explicitly in the discussion tonight. Maybe we did. But it's a force that is perhaps 10 to the minus 39 times, say, as strong as the electromagnetic force. Depends exactly how you define that difference, but that's the kind of smallness of this weakness of this force that we're talking about. Gravity is so weak, if you try to look for the smallest packet of the weakest force, that's a challenge. And that's why no one has found these particles. But if, indeed, gravity and quantum mechanics go together, it would be gravitons. And if string theory is correct, the graviton would just be a vibrational mode of the string.
Let me expand. Can I expand on this for a second?
Let's go on to another question.
This is not a debate. This is information. This is what they came for.
But we got a lot of questions.
Okay. Anyway, the bottom line, you'll agree to this, is that we've seen the classical version. We've seen gravitational waves, and we know that those exist. That in gravity. One of the great predictions of Einstein's general relativity is that if you shake a mass in a certain way, it emits gravitational waves, just like if you shake an electron. It emits electromagnetic waves. And those we've seen, or indirectly. We haven't seen them directly, but in fact the Nobel Prize was given for the fact that when an amazing phenomenon, when you get these two very heavy objects, these neutron stars orbiting around each other, they emit gravitational waves, and their orbits change in such a way you can calculate the general relativity. The calculation agreed incredibly accurately with the observations. And so we know gravitational waves exist, and that's remarkable. And gravitons are just the quantum version of those.
In the middle back there.